Please welcome today's contestants, a cancer research coordinator from Pico Rivera, California, Nat Supan. A writer and producer from North Hollywood, California, Alex Switsky. And our returning champion, a story analyst originally from Williamstown, New Jersey, Kevin Walsh, whose 3-day cash winnings total $62,900. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alan Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. It looks like dark clothing was the order of the day. You know, we have not had a 4-day champion on Jeopardy so far in this new season. Kevin could be the first. On yesterday's program, of course, you'll recall, he really took it to the challengers. So Nat and Alex, you two have your work cut out for you today. But good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy round comes first. One daily double will show up in one of these categories. We start off with tree of a kind, not three. Followed by languages, the not-so-roaring 30s, women in literature. In antipope, each correct response will be a word that comes just before pope in the dictionary. And finally, we deal with this.
NASCAR in Vegas, baby. I'm Jimmy Johnson with clues from the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, one of the regular stops on the NASCAR Cup Series circuit.
Very popular sport. Kevin, you start.
Antipope for 200.
This gourmet treat is offered by Orville Redenbacher's. Nat.
What is popcorn?
That's it.
Antipope 400.
A rubber band can help make this equine hairstyle. Kevin.
Was a ponytail.
Yes.
Antipope 600.
To speak pompously. From another word for that guy in the Holy See. Kevin.
What is pontificate?
That's the word.
Antipope 800.
Snooker is played on a type of one. Kevin.
It was a pool table.
That's it.
Antipope 1000.
Great for dipping your sashimi. This sauce contains citrus juice, mirin, soy sauce, and bonito flakes. Alex.
What is ponzu?
Right.
Let's do women in literature 200.
In Pride and Prejudice, Mr. Bennet and this daughter discuss her possible engagement to Mr. Darcy. Kevin.
Who is Elizabeth?
You are right.
Women in Literature 400.
Charlotte Bronte wrote Shirley, as well as this more famous novel with the heroine's name as the title. Nat.
What is Jane Eyre?
Yes.
Women in Literature 600.
Mrs. What's-it, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Which helped Meg Murray and her brother in this 1962 novel by Madeline L'Engle. Alex.
What is A Wrinkle in Time?
You got it.
Women 800.
This William Makepeace Thackeray novel deals with the interwoven fortunes of two women, the passive Amelia and the scheming Becky. Alex.
What is Vanity Fair?
Yes.
Women in Literature 1000.
Rosaline from this comedy has the most lines of any of Shakespeare's women. And the play is As You Like It. Alex.
Let's do Not So Roaring 30s, 200.
In November of 1930, the This of Tennessee failed. It was one of the first, but wouldn't be the last. Kevin?
What is the dam?
No. Alex?
What is the harvest?
No. It was a bank. One of the first to fail. Alex, back to you.
Let's do languages, 200.
Most of the Coptic language alphabet is adapted from the Greek, but seven letters evolved from this ancient Egyptian writing system. Kevin.
Was hieroglyphics?
Yes.
Languages for 400.
In this 2006 comedy film, Sacha Baron Cohen is actually speaking Hebrew, not Kazakh. Kevin.
Was Borat?
Borat, yes.
Languages 600.
The Afrikaans language is also known as Cape This European language. Alex.
What is Breton?
No. Kevin.
What is Dutch?
Yes, Cape Dutch.
Languages 800.
Korean is an SOV language, meaning this part comes after the subject and object in a sentence. Alex.
Verb.
Verb, that's right. And with that, you're at 2,400. All three of you off to a good start. We're going to take our first break. We'll come back in a moment. The first player we introduced on the program today, Nat Supab, was earning a dive master certification in Thailand when something kind of scary happened.
Yeah, I got attacked by a Titan triggerfish. Sharks don't scare me, but triggerfish are about this big, big teeth. Chased me for what felt like an eternity, left a big hole in my fin, but nothing off of my butt, so we're okay.
Okay, good for you. Alex Switsky, writer and producer from North Hollywood, who was told something interesting by the well-known actor Seth Rogen.
I was. So ever since Seth Rogen got famous, everybody would go up to me and say, hey, you look like Seth Rogen. And I moved to Los Angeles and happened to be at a bar where Seth Rogen also was. And I broke the cardinal L.A. rule and went up to him and said, I'm so sorry to bother you, but everybody has always told me. And he cut me off and went, oh, yeah, you really do.
Okay. Kevin Walsh, you've done some work in film and you had an interesting title on a movie. What was it?
I was the mythology and continuity consultant.
Mythology and continuity consultant?
On the live-action remake of Ghost in the Shell.
Okay, good. Well, let's get back into this right now. Alex gave me the last correct response, and that means he selects our next clue. So go ahead and do that.
Let's go back to 30s, 400.
A NASA study found that one of these that struck 70% of North America in 1934 was the worst in 1,000 years. No wonder it got dusty. Nat.
What is an asteroid?
No. Alex.
What is a dust bowl?
No. You're close. What is a drought? Back to you, though.
630s.
The Smoot-Hawley This Type of Tax Act raised U.S. import duties and stifled world trade. Kevin.
It's a tariff.
Yes.
Roaring 30s, 800.
Lakehurst, New Jersey was the scene of this 1937 disaster. Kevin.
It was the Hindenburg.
Right.
Roaring 30s, 1000.
Italy invaded this country in October of 1935, bringing sanctions from the League of Nations. Alex.
It was Ethiopia.
You got it.
Languages, 1000.
English, Mandarin, Tamil, and Malay are official languages of this island nation. Nat.
What is Malaysia?
No. Kevin.
What is Singapore?
Yes.
Tree of a kind, 200.
Japanese, silver, sugar. Kevin.
What's a beech?
No. Alex or Nat? They're all maples. Back to you, Kevin.
Tree for 400.
Windmill, sago, date. Nat.
What is a palm?
Yes.
Tree for 600.
Norway, Serbian, sitka. Those are spruce. Nat.
Tree, 800.
Mission, manzanillo, Kalamata. Alex.
What are olive trees?
Yes.
Tree of a kind, 1,000.
Answer? Fairly double, sir.
$100.
100 only.
Yeah.
Don't feel confident dealing with trees.
Not so much.
Rainbow, yellow gum, Tasmanian blue gum.
Of course. What is eucalyptus?
Yes, of course.
NASCAR 200.
All right, here we go.
I'm William Byron. My number 24 car is a Camaro ZL1 1LE by this automaker.
Alex?
Was it Chevy?
Yes.
NASCAR 400.
I'm Kevin Harvick. I might have only won one NASCAR Cup Series points race in 2007, but I sure did make it count. Winning this event, the Super Bowl of stock car racing, by 0.02 seconds.
Alex.
It's the Indy 500.
Nope. Kevin Arnett. Not the Indy 500 for NASCAR, but the Daytona 500. Back to you, Alex.
All right, 600 NASCAR.
I'm Brad Keselowski. During my run to the NASCAR season title in 2012, I decided I wanted to go fast, just like Will Ferrell, and win the Aaron's 499 at this Alabama Super Speedway.
Alex.
What's Talladega?
Yep.
All right. 800 NASCAR.
I'm Jimmy Johnson. I know a little something about coming in first in the first state, having won 11 times at the International Speedway named for this state capital.
Kevin.
What is Dover?
Dover, right you are. And now our last clue.
I'm Eric Almirola. I won the 2014 Coke Zero 400 at Daytona, driving for the number 43 motorsports team of this NASCAR legend on the 30th anniversary of his 200th win that came on the same track.
And that's the great Richard
Petty, and our thanks to these talented drivers, these NASCAR drivers, for helping us out with that category. We have Kevin in the lead with 6,400 on the board for Alex, and Nat going first in Double Jeopardy right after this. Nat's in the red, but that can change very, very quickly, as we all know, in Double Jeopardy. A lot of money available. Here are the categories for your selection. Medical history, oxymorons, awards and honors. We'll give you the TV theme song lyrics. You identify the show for us. And that's followed by the cubists, who, as we know, are really just a bunch of squares. Nat, start.
Oxymorons for 100.
This computer-generated simulation is abbreviated VR. Alex.
What is virtual reality?
Yes.
TV theme song 4.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Kevin?
What is Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
That's it.
Theme song lyrics for 800.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's DOA. Kevin?
What is Friends?
Yes.
Lyrics for 1200.
Men, 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 men. Manly men, men, men. Alex.
It's 2.5 men.
Correct.
Theme 1600.
You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so big. Kevin.
What is Malcolm in the Middle?
Right.
Lyrics for 2000.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? And the show is Outlander. Back to you, Kevin.
Oxymorons for 800.
Working security for Martin Luther King, George Raveling ended up with the original this of the I Have a Dream speech. Alex.
It's a draft?
A draft?
Rough draft?
No, no. He ended up with the original copy.
Mm.
Not the draft. Kevin, back to you.
Oxymorons 1200.
Answer there. Daily double. Well, it could work to your benefit. You have a lead.
2800, please.
All right. This oxymoron refers to dark chocolate, often in about the 60% cacao range.
What is bittersweet?
That's it, yes. Go again.
Oxymoron 1600.
A pattern of negative attitudes and resistance to demands are criteria for this type of behavior. Alex.
What is anti-authoritarianism?
No.
Anti...
No. Nat.
What is negative reinforcement?
No. What is passive-aggressive?
Oh.
Back to our champion, Kevin.
Oxymorons 2000.
The Metropolitan Museum once issued a metal button as an admission ticket. The colors changed daily in this oxymoronic order. And that would be random order. Back to you, Kevin.
A bunch of squares, 400.
This square is enclosed on three sides by Gum Department Store, St. Basil's Cathedral, and the Kremlin. Kevin.
What is Red Square?
Yeah.
A bunch of squares, 800.
Mao Zedong's body lies in state in a crystal coffin in a memorial hall on this square in Beijing. Kevin.
What is Tiananmen?
Yes.
Square is 1200.
St. Mark's Square in this Italian city has been called the finest drawing room in Europe. Nat.
What is Venice?
Yes.
Bunch of squares, 1600.
Home to the Palacio Nacional, this Latin American city's large square known as the Zócalo is a public plaza in use since Aztec times. Kevin?
What is Mexico City?
Yes.
Bunch of squares, 2000.
The name of this Cairo square at the center of Arab Spring protests means liberation in Arabic. And that is the Tahrir square. Back to you, champ.
Awards and honors, 400.
In 1895, he received the Rumford Prize for his work in electric lighting. Nat.
Who's Edison?
Yes.
Awards and honors, 800.
A prize honoring work that promotes European unity is named for this Holy Roman Emperor. Kevin.
Who's Constantine?
No. Alex.
Who's Charlemagne?
Yeah.
Awards and honors, 1200.
Here's Christopher Plummer with the clue.
I've enjoyed working on projects for children. And even won an Emmy for narrating the adventures of this jeune fille parisienne created by Ludwig Bemelmans.
And that young girl is Madeline. Back to you, Alex.
Awards and honors, 1600.
This award for sci-fi or fantasy writing is named for Mr. Gernsback,
founder of Amazing Stories magazine. Alex.
Mr. Hugo.
Yep.
Awards 2000.
Grand officer and commander are two of the five ranks of this French military and civilian order. Alex.
It's the Legion of Honor?
Correct.
Medical history 400.
Today, hearts being moved for transplant are kept pumping after decades when they were carried on ice in these, like soda to a picnic. Alex.
Water coolers.
Yep.
Medical history 8.
Why is it called an operating theater? There used to be an audience, like for Dr. Keene, the USA's first of these, also known as neurosurgeons. Kevin.
It's a brain surgeon?
Yep.
Medical history 1200.
For the first time in 2018, the FDA approved a drug made directly from cannabis using this non-psychoactive compound. Alex.
What is CBD?
Yes, with less than a minute now.
Medical history 16.
In 1952, Bjorn Ibsen said, "Let's keep the patient intubated and ventilated, like in the OR, creating the first of these hospital units." Alex.
Is this prenatal?
Nope. The first of the ICUs. Back to you, Alex.
Medical 2.
This gland was thought useless until 1961, when it was found that the T cells that come from it kill tumor cells. Alex.
It's the appendix.
Nope. What is the thymus? Back to you, Alex. One category still left.
Cubis 1200.
Answer. Nearly double. All right. We're running out of time.
Now or never. Let's make it a Trudeau a double.
Okay, for 11,800. Tender Buttons, written by this American expatriate while she was living in Paris, is a book of Cubist still life prose poems.
Who is St. Marie?
No, who is Gertrude Stein. And with that, bad news for Nat and Alex. Neither one of you will be around to participate in Final Jeopardy. But Alex, you go home with 2,000. Nat, you go home with 1,000. And Kevin, you deal with this subject all by yourself in Final. Literary pronouns. You can risk a bundle, you know. We'll take a break. Back in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Consider leaving this top part of your pumpkin attached as it continues to provide nutrients even after it's picked. What is the stem? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Stage looks like a very lonely place right now. I cannot recall the last time we had only one player in Final Jeopardy. But champ, you're dealing with literary pronouns and this clue. Good luck. Thanks to a horror film, this novel returned to the bestseller lists in 2017, some 30 years after reaching number one. Good luck. We'll skip third and second place for the moment, Kevin, and come directly to you. You wrote down your response so quickly. It's a short pronoun, and you got it right. What is it? So you're going to add something, a modest wager, 4,400. That takes you up to 18,800 today and gives you a four-day total of 81,700. It's likely you could go over the $100,000 mark tomorrow if you play it correctly. We'll see what happens. Join us then. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
The best eggs in so many ways. Which organic eggs are more flavorful with better nutrition too? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
For long-term joint health, trust OsteoBiflex, the number one pharmacist-recommended joint care supplement for 13 years running. OsteoBiflex.
She's driven by a primal desire for meat, a lynx in the wild, and your cat. That's why there's Meat Rich Blue Wilderness, because your cat is wild inside.